Public Broadcasting Network. Remember to support RBN if any way possible. I don't get any of the money. A lot of overhead. Got to pay Ken running all the clips for me. He's working like a dog down there in Texas. So remember this in Saudi Arabia, the Global Center for Combating Extremist Ideology. Really, I mean, it's just crazy. Like I said a few weeks ago, watch for things to happen in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Are they gonna pull back? Are they gonna ease up? Are they gonna open up and westernize a bit? Are they gonna just have the headquarters of the Global Center for Combating Extremist Ideology and keep chopping people's heads off and, you know, doing the things they do to women and the rest of it? We'll have to keep our eyes on this. I got a ShoeBot article up, and then we'll take the caller. Secret documents reveal a grand conspiracy behind Qatar and Turkey for a Muslim Brotherhood takeover. So Turkey's sending a whole crap load of troops to Qatar. Okay, so there's a 10,000 plus American troops there. Turkey's supposedly sending 10,000 troops down there to stop whatever's about to happen, okay? So why is Turkey sending its troops to Qatar? Secret leaked documents, which we will share here, reveal much behind what is happening in Qatar that most Westerners never get to see and understand. Turkey's involvement, sending 10,000 soldiers to guard the emir and plans to hide him in Iran. That plus this man who strikes the thunderball causing all the chaos, none other than Sheikh Yusuf Qaradawi, the head of the Muslim Brotherhood. There's a lot we can investigate from leaks we obtained from Arabic sources about the man behind the rise of the caliphate ideology in Qatar, Sheikh Yusuf Qaradawi, the spiritual head of the Muslim Brotherhood. All right. So basically, Sheikh Anouf bint Ahmed Al Thani, secretary general of the Qatari opposition coalition, presented a new document proving that Tamim's regime had been subjected to a coup attempt, causing the arrest of five army leaders and asking Turkey for the rescue, among other secret documents. So there's all this coup talk in Qatar. We got all of our troops over there. Very weird stuff here. But they're saying basically the religious foundation of the Muslim Brotherhood resides in Qatar. This guy, Qaradawi. Very weird goings on here. One more thing, which is very crazy. But we'll go ahead and take the call. I don't want to leave him waiting. Let's see here. The hijacker. Come on up, Mr. Hijacker.
Robert, another great show, as always.
Thank you.
I have three. Yeah, I got three quick points, big picture. But before I do, you got phenomenal numbers for a Sunday night. It's absolutely unbelievable. I mean, Robert, you rule Sunday night in alternative radio. It's absolutely unbelievable. I just cannot believe the numbers that I'm seeing. In fact, if there's a couple of smart people out there, and I'm serious about this, Robert, I'm talking about somebody who's a researcher or a type of business person, and even Ken, if he wants the moonlight as an IT guy, but you're a turnkey business, Robert. If you got a researcher and an IT guy to set you up on YouTube and run the full media gamut, you could do an hour every night on RBN, and you would make money. All you need is that researcher and that IT person, and you're a turnkey business. They would make money. I mean, you're a business. But anyways, my three quick points on the big picture, and I guess I will start with Qatar first. Yeah. But just quickly, the backstory on Qatar. So they found the biggest natural gas, right?
Yeah. And third largest in the world. Yeah.
Right, and so the Iranians, because they're only 30 miles across the channel from Iran, Iran says, "Look, let's do partners. We'll help you. You run the pipeline to Iran. We'll run it up the back way, which you talked about before." And you're talking trillions of dollars. And so I'm just wondering, when Trump went over there, if he didn't make a deal with the Saudis to cannibalize, most people don't know that's right. Yeah, cannibalize it. But it might be a monkey's trap Robert, it could very well be that they wanted to force the Saudis' hand. The Saudis roll in with the tanks, and believe me, the Turks are not going to stop tanks. And they take Doha, is it? The capital?
Doha,
one night.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's the backstory on that. There's a lot of natural gas there, but
hey, think about this before you move on to your second point. Think about this. Remember the JASTA bill, which was basically setting up the Saudis to be sued over 9/11 that I was covering a while back.
That's right.
And that kind of plays into, like I've been saying, maybe in the last year or so, Greater Israel absorbs a large swath of Saudi Arabia. And so think about this, and I didn't even think about this till you mentioned it, if making the Saudis overshow their hand and maybe do something like that, think about the repercussions that, like, if you could, you know, in a knee-jerk fashion, okay, now look at these bad guys, Saudis, they just did this, and boom, you set the House of Saud up for a fall, which it looks like they were kind of pre-positioning that anyway to cover the Israeli involvement in 9/11, and then number two, help the Israelis expand and make their Greater Israel project maybe come to fruition.
Right, yeah, and they're teetering. The House of Saud has already got so many factions. It's teetering. They say they're pumping 80% oil out of their wells, and here it is, this great $1 trillion dollars of natural gas. And then on top of that, I'm sure Trump told the Saudis, look, you bust, you hit Qatar, and you bust those Iranian knuckles. You keep their hands off that $1 trillion in natural gas. So there's a lot of moving parts in that whole deal. But I think you might be right, Robert. I think this might be setting the Saudis up. They end up thinking they can roll in, take Qatar real quick, and next thing you know, is you've got their pipelines being blown up, and the whole thing goes sideways. A whole mess, the whole region, everybody's fighting everybody. Here's a real good story before I get to my second point. Yeah. So when Qatar and Saudi Arabia had this break, and they had a little gunfire at the border crossings, and they had the diplomatic break, in northern, I think in northwest Syria, both a Qatar militia of ISIS held a certain part of the city, and then a Saudi-backed ISIS group held the other part. Guess what they did once they broke? This is pretty good.
Diplomatic ties.
Once they started, that's right, they started fighting each other. So you had ISIS, actual little civil war between the Qatar factions and the Saudi factions. And I'm sure Bashar Assad, president of Syria, he said, what? He goes, oh, no, now they're fighting each other. So talk about like 28 different groups all fighting one another. But, yeah, a lot of stuff there. But the main reason I called in, Robert, and this is the big, big thing, and I didn't believe it until I heard it, and you're going to know now, you're going to hear that ring of truth. So this is from Larry Nichols, and this is his thinking. They tried to pull a coup off of Trump with this whole Comey. Comey was supposed to be the political assassin. Trump popped him first. So he picked off his own political assassin. They backed it up with a Mueller. But then after Comey self-destructed, basically blew the whole thing up, it's over. So this is the way they're going to get Trump now. This is what Nichols says. And I didn't know that until I heard what the legislation was. He says that they're going to actually bring Trump into impeachment. Just, in other words, start the impeachment hearings. It doesn't have to go into impeachment. Just that the impeachment hearings are underway. Then in five different cities, in five different states, according to COG, the council, COG, you know what I'm talking about. It's the government thing.
Continuity of government?
COG. Continuity of government, right.
Yeah, yeah.
That law, there's an actual law that kicks in automatically, which disbands Congress. So you get five riots in five cities, in five different states, the continuity of government kicks in, and then automatically, once Trump is in this impeachment hearings, then a whole new set of deep state figures basically take over the government. They fire up the FEMA camps. They got their martial law, and basically what Nichols says is they're not going to turn the government over to Hillary because she's burnt. Everybody hates her now, even the Democratic Party, after she burned up all these governorships and state senators, state congressmen. I mean, like 900 seats that the Republicans picked up from dog catcher all the way up to senators. Hillary was just devastated. So they're not going to pick, and they're not going to pick Pence. Nichols says they're going to fall back and bring Obama back because he's the only one that can shut the riots off, keep the black people, the Hispanic people happy. And so that was my second major big picture point on how they're going to get rid of Trump and bring in the continuity of government coming up with these riots. In fact, they're stoking them up now.
Let me answer to that. What's really kind of eerie about you saying that is when remember Larry Grathwall, the FBI informant that penetrated the Weatherman, and Obama's mentor Bill Ayers, the Students for a Democratic Society Weatherman terrorist,
right.
who's now a professor up there in Chicago. They said that they were going to lock up 25 to 50 million Americans and re-educate them, and if they won't be re-educated, kill them, and all that. And so these Marxists, you know, Alex Jones and the rest of these guys have been all freaking out about how the media just bold-faced lies the way they do. And I'm like, man, Saul Alinsky, the Bolsheviks, the communists, that's part of their playbook, is to straight up lie to people with a plain face, like they're telling the truth. It's part of communism, is to lie to the public, I mean, 100%. And so everybody's like, I can't believe the media lies like this. I'm like, well, I can, because they're Marxists, Leninists, communists. And I've always been uncomfortable with Obama just by where he came out of the city of Chicago. All of his mentors, they were all basically brutal, utopian dream. They can't wait to crank up the gulags on people like us. And this is, you know, the Valerie Jarretts, the Obamas, all these people. This isn't like the Clinton third way thing, Bill Clinton in the 90s. This is a whole nother level. This is the black Marxist grievance industry.
Bullshit.
Yes. And people don't understand, like, this Evergreen University, this what we're seeing on the college campuses, this, and the D.C. gay pride was just taken over by black pride people that basically told all these gays, it's like, look, get the F out of here. This is, you know, this is our thing. And so now even people that were usually aligned are seeing the toxicity of this militant kind of weaponized black thing that's happened in the United States. These could be the masters of the red terror if they have the right managers.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. All the chemical, all the political chemicals are lined up. Their problem is they've got Trump. And so maybe this Council of Government kicking in once it hits that five-state threshold, maybe that is the plan before they actually have to go the final plan, which is like a JFK of Trump.
What do you think about him running a false flag under Trump's nose and, you know, moving into some sort of an objective in that way? That's what kind of worries me, is if Trump is real. Unfortunately, Trump, I don't think he digs into the alternative media enough. I still think he's locked into corporate media to the point where I think he could be kind of bamboozled into running a false flag under his nose, possibly. I hear he's got a very high IQ. I read this, that he's up in the 150s. But, you know, it's hard to really discern that, being guys like you and I watching from afar.
But he's got Donald Jr., Eric, Jones, Stone. He's got other openings. They say he makes a lot of calls at night to a myriad of people. So I think he is getting all of this information. My son brought up a good point about why there hasn't been a false flag or a terror attack, a Muslim terror attack, since Trump really has been elected. If you think about it, I mean, we've had, well, actually 2 months before he was elected, everything went quiet, and everything's just been dark for like 6-8 months. And my son made the point that Trump is so unpredictable. If they run a false flag and do a school shooting or something, they don't know what Trump will do. He's just so unpredictable, so that if they try to pull one, which that's one of the reasons why I think they want to get rid of Trump, is I think they actually need the president, like Obama, Clinton, Bush, to actually go along with these internal terror attacks and false flags to cooperate, and Trump is sort of the fly in the ointment. But, and just one other point.
Yeah, go ahead.
I ought to mention it. I ought to let people know. It's not being racist, but a lot of black males, whether it's because they go to prison a lot or whatever, but it's a lot more homosexuals in the black community than you would think. The numbers are, they're hidden, but they're off the charts. And then finally, my third point is, Robert, everybody talks about shutting the power down, and I disagree with that. The computer, the internet, this is their bread and butter. This is their air. They need it to breathe. They don't need the power to be pulled. If they would do that, especially if they dethrone Trump and the power goes out, you're talking about probably a civil war. So they need the power. Also, if you go to biblical things about the mark of the beast, there's some sort of technological thing to it.
Yeah,
right.
I agree.
So technology, right. But my third final point is that everybody's forgetting about one guy, and the one guy who stood in everybody's way in the last 5, 6, 8 years, and that is that great and mighty king of Mother Russia, Vladimir Putin. He already said that he will defend Christianity worldwide. If Putin does something like this, and he plays the white card, and those 4 million whites in South Africa, which are about to be slaughtered by over 40 million blacks who hate him, won't let him go. If you see Putin open up a line and do like a Russian boat lift and pull those white South Africans and save them, Putin could become literally the king of 800 million white people worldwide. That times Christianity, you're dealing with a game changer. And if they were to get rid of Trump, Putin's going to know it's going to be World War III with Russia, and Putin's going to have no choice but to snatch the American eyes, pull the plug, pull the power, create the civil war in the United States to prevent a world war with Russia. So that was my third point, Robert. But
yeah,
I just want to encourage a researcher out there and an IT guy, you're a turnkey business, Robert. You can make money, but you're going to need help. Go ahead.
I thanks for the encouragement, and I appreciate that, man. But it's got, gosh.
No, if they had it all laid out, a researcher had an hour's worth laid out, RBM would give you an hour a night. You got up, it's all laid out, and boom, you hit the ball out of the park. Thanks, Robert, so much. Great show.
All right, man.
Great show.
See
thanks.
You. Thanks.
Bye.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I will show the whole world that I can be its master. I will perfect my own race of people that will survive disaster.
Since the last caller hijacker mentioned Vladimir Putin, you know, people, even Jones and some of these other guys have talked about that. Basically, the left in America, especially the Zio left, they love the Soviet Union when it was commie. It's only when basically they started kind of purging out the Jewish elements of the communist regime. Then the Cold War builds up. Then Putin comes in, and then as he moves further and further towards the Orthodox Church and further towards just like calling out the lunacy, the left hates this dude. Now they want to start a war with him. Now this is from his Oliver Stone interview. This is a Jonas Alexis article over on Veterans Today. Putin, it's my duty to attack the New World Order for degrading family values. As head of state today, I believe it's my duty to uphold traditional values and family values. But why? Because same-sex marriages will not produce any children. God has decided, and we have to care about birth rates in our country. We have to reinforce families. That doesn't mean that there should be any persecutions against anyone. Putin is just killed the ideology that undergirds the New World Order with respect for family values once again. Just couldn't get any better. So much for Sigmund Freud, Wilhelm Reich, Aleister Crowley, Timothy Leary, Betty Friedan, Gloria Steinem, Eve Ensler, Rosa Luxemburg, Andrea Bronfman, and other theoreticians who saw family values as a threat to civilization. Notice Putin's proposition has two parts. No one has a right to attack family values, and two, no one has the right to persecute people because of their sexual orientation. This is actually a modus vivendi and is perfectly congruent with practical reason. The sad thing is that we had a plethora of theoreticians at the dawn of the 20th century who hated practical reason. They did not want to subordinate their desire or appetite to the moral order. Therefore, they came up with a number of rationalizations to justify their misbehavior. And look, I've always said this. It's like, look, I don't care what you do in your bedroom, you know, with another consenting adult. The thing is, do I want to see a 50-year-old man in a tutu twirling a baton down one of my main avenues at 12 o'clock in the daytime? And a lot of people, Daniel Estulin, I've seen him tweeting about this and others. It's like, why do you have to wear your sexuality on your sleeve? Like, that's the basis of who you are. And nothing else, you know, as your person or who you are, rises to that level of importance. Like, if you're somebody that's homosexual, that is the most important thing to you. You have to fly the rainbow flag. You have to talk a certain way. You have to walk a certain way. And you have to let it be just known, obvious, that you are that way. And that's what's always kind of bothered me about these flamboyant types. It's just like, that's not necessary. Just like the types that want to kiss and do all these public displays of affection. It's just the weirdest times. It's all about being a provocateur. And that's why people get pissed. And so it is what it is. But that was an article about Putin that I had up. Let's see. We've got about a minute left to break. Mr. Producer, let's get clip 10 ready. Here's some good news. Trump's Veterans Administration head. Let's hit clip 10.
NaturalSociety.com. As aim a great piece, the VA head has now come out in support of marijuana for vets with PTSD. Again, a very interesting thing is taking place within our government, because you have to understand our government is one corporation. It's one entity. And one entity can't or isn't supposed to have multiple stances on things, on policy. And that's exactly what's happening now, because all of the data that brought about the Controlled Substances Act was totally and completely fabricated in order to control people. You can go back to the Nixon tapes and listen to the plans being executed by President Nixon and his cronies. And to understand the war on drugs is pretty simple. You know, at the time when this was being floated, Nixon had two distinct enemies that he saw in his sick and twisted head. He had the hippies, who were staunch anti-war activists and protesters that were out there. And of course, one of the things they did when they were protesting is they smoked weed and they got high. And he wanted to vilify them and put them in prison. Best way to do that, make marijuana illegal. It'll also sate your big business bubbas that didn't like marijuana or hemp getting in the way of some of their synthetic fiber production and other ways that hemp and marijuana could be beneficial to people. So he got that out of the way. And then, of course, there was the opiates. And in order to get rid of that, you know, his big enemies with the opiates were the black people. And the reason why is because of civil rights. He wasn't as big a civil rights guy as Johnson or Kennedy and his predecessors before him, who were really pushing it. And he didn't like a lot of the negativity coming from what he perceived as negativity coming from the black community. So the best way to do it, pump the drugs into the inner.
Okay. Now think about this. So, there was some, I'm not going to say disinfo. I'm going to say misinfo there. So he's saying Nixon didn't like the hippies, et cetera, and because they smoked weed, they're going to make weed illegal. That way he could lock up the hippies. Well, if you get into Dave McGowan and all the research about the counterculture being basically a deep state operation, CIA, Tavistock, and all the rest of it, well, was that a false flag run under Nixon's nose? He didn't like the hippies, but the hippies were all created by the alphabet agencies, the counterculture. You get what I'm saying? See you guys on the other side.
searching for difference. Everybody's searching for deliverance. Give me just a couple reason to live. Things you can resist, things you cannot. There's a strain in the heart. Things you can resist, things you cannot. There's a strain in the heart. Would you give me redemption in your kiss? Give me something that I already miss. Everybody's searching for difference. Everybody's searching for providence. Give me just another.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then.
Half hour or so, we might go over just a tad. I don't know yet, depending on the producer's frame of mind. I think he's doing pretty well though right now. I'm just playing Mr. Producer. Let's talk about Trump and Paris real quick, okay? Get clip 8 ready, Mr. Producer. The Paris climate stuff, you know. And I had this conversation with a couple people. Okay, so are they going to stab us in the back later with something, you know, with Wilbur Ross, the Rothschild guy that's the Commerce Secretary and the rest of us? So Trump, he gets some brownie points with the base, the alt-light, the alt-right, and so forth. Yeah, he pulled us out of the evil, you know, Mark Morano and Lord Monckton, everybody's hoorahing, and, you know, Jones and everybody like, yes, he's real. But are they going to negotiate something, you know, a little bit lighter, a little bit more palatable for everybody at a shortly later date? That's the real question that we have to watch out for. Let's do clip 8 real quick. We'll play a little bit of this.
Now, we all want clean water, clean air, clean environment, of course. And we should all work to that end. But again, this Paris Accord was not meant for that. Now, why do you think all these countries agreed to the Paris Accord? Like Russia and all these countries around the world? Because it doesn't do anything. And all it's going to do is rob America. And all these countries, because America is the great Satan of the world, want to see America be robbed. If it was really that beneficial, why would every country say, okay, let's do it? Because don't worry, it's all on us. It's all on Americans paying the billions and billions of dollars to fund this agenda. You think about the movie 2012. You remember when you had all those billionaire elites who got that text message to, hey, it's our turn to go on the spaceship and they're going to fly us away, leaving us all here to fend for ourselves. That's what basically they're doing. They're taking money from average, poor, middle-class folk so they could build their spaceships and fly away if anything happens, regardless of global warming. And people aren't going to get a ticket. You're not getting the ticket on that ship, right? But yet you support it so much. It's just become a joke to me that the radical left and a lot of people in this country believe everything the deep state, believe everything the media, believe everything these unelected UN officials are saying. They just eat it up, okay, because they have faith. Climate change is their religion. It's an ideology. It's a faith. So don't have faith in God. Don't have faith in God. Just have faith in the left telling you when the world is going to end. What makes that a difference between that and religion? People who hate religion are atheists. You take climate change as religion because you have to have faith in it. Because what these supposed scientists are saying is 50 to 100 years from now, when you're not going to be around to see it, that's when it's going to happen.
All right, go ahead and stop it there.
Now, these people...
And I've said this for a long time on the show. It's like, I want to ask these people, all these climate change people, especially like, you know, priests and rabbis and imams and these so-called leaders of the Western world who all say they're a part of some denomination, Methodist, I'm a this. I'm like, do you believe in the God of Methodism or Catholicism or the Southern Baptist, whatever? Do you believe in God or not? You know, I think God that designed the entire universe, I think he's got our weather, okay? And, you know, Bill Maher and these punks, they mock people like me that say that. But it's like, dude, you're willing to make me turn my air conditioner off, or you're willing to make me pay tax because of the, you know, because I drive a car to work or I have an air conditioner. But yet you're going to let the Chinese and the Indians and people in other parts of the world, the up-and-coming world, you're going to let the, hey, you can have the dirtiest air conditioner, 1950s technology, coal plants that basically everybody's got to wear a mask in your town. You're exempt, you know. But us, with who we, you know, as far as our air quality, it's not the best in the world, but hell, it's not the worst. We've all got to change our life and our habits and how we live. And hell, I already drive a four-cylinder that gets 30-plus miles to the gallon. Don't bitch at me. I'm not running around in some big, you know, Cummins diesel or one of these big, massive trucks. And I'm not hating on people that do. But damn it, don't sit here and tell me because I live in this country that I have to, you know, pay so the Chinese and the rest of and India can basically pollute the crap out of the planet, and you know, and somehow we got to pay the taxes into this carbon scheme that's run by the Rothschilds and the rest of the international money changer kosher cabal and the Vatican and the rest of these characters that are all tied in with this garbage. And when I say the Vatican, I don't mean the regular decent Catholic on the street, doctor. Over here, one of my girls that listens, I'm like, I'm talking about the leadership, the creeps that are in the leadership, not regular old people. Let's see here. Here's some good news, Mr. Producer. Get clip 11 ready. Now it looks like the state of Nevada just got wise. Look at what Colorado did. Now they're putting out numbers that. Since Colorado legalized cannabis, et cetera, that their unemployment has just plummeted. Everybody's happy and blah, blah, blah. But this is Nevada industrial hemp. Go ahead and hit clip 11.
Free Thought Project has a great piece. Nevada disobeys the feds, passes revolutionary law to grow commercial hemp. Ah. Nevada became the latest state to defy the federal government apparent war on nature by legalizing commercial industrial hemp production last Friday. Governor Brian Sandoval signed Senate Bill 396 into law authorizing the cultivation of industrial hemp for commercial purposes and the production of agricultural hemp seed in Nevada. The bill was created by a group of 12 bipartisan senators and was initially introduced in March. After receiving unanimous approval in the Senate, it was passed by the full assembly 34-5. I know. It is, after all, Nevada. While state law prevents or previously allowed institutions of higher education or the Nevada Department of Agriculture to grow industrial hemp for approved research purposes, the new law will open licensing programs to growers, handlers, and producers of hemp seeds. Stop there. Can you believe this? In this day and age, and I know there's a lot of things that happen in this day and age that we scratch our heads at, but you're talking about something that, first of all, people just don't get high on. It's industrial hemp. And there are so many benefits to it. I mean, literally, it's a weed. You know, there's a reason why they call it weed. It's because it's a weed. And it has so many uses. If you want to talk about sustainability and living green, what better way is there than to start mass producing commercial hemp? I mean, you're talking about something that's much more durable than cotton. So if you like dungarees or jeans, it's a much better material to use because it lasts a lot longer. So, oops, you know, your planned obsolescence kind of takes a hit there, but that's a benefit for us.
All right, go ahead.
Then, of course, you have the ability.
This is what's fascinating. So the modern conservative right, Republican rhino types, they're the ones that tout the Constitution all the time. Woo, 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 woo. But they're the ones that want to go to war against hemp, where the Constitution's written on hemp paper. I mean, this is the hypocrisy of the Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney type of right, okay? Controlled by special interests. That's the only reason why they're against things like this. So the modern kind of, you know, goofball SJW left, this is one of the ideas where these guys are actually way more on point. And it's one of the few ideas where they're way more on point, where it's just like they make the Republican, like, you know, conservatard types look like idiots, because it's like, dude, the founding fathers were all about industrial hemp, and you guys want to be the founding fathers. You want that mantle, but yet the college kind of, you know, Birkenstock goofball white dread idiots with goofy things in their hair, these are the ones that were actually right about this issue. And hell, you know, growing up, hell, I was into this 25-30 years ago, this whole issue. And so I'm glad the paradigm shift has happened to where politicians now, they're becoming, you know, reactive and receptive to common sense on this level. I mean, there's many where they're not. Marxism, you know, socialism, all that garbage, this unworkable plan, it just doesn't work, especially when you have a heterogeneous society. You know, Sweden, when it was all Swedes, they kind of worked out socialism okay. Not that I, you know, everybody got to pay in so much and everybody gets this and this. It's, you know, I get it though, because everybody was looked relatively the same and they had the same kind of genotype and everybody felt like that sense. In United States socialism, there's no way it can work. The best thing we could do is get the government completely out of subsidies, whether it's personal, corporate, banking, military, industrial, whatever. The only way it could even work, because we're sucking in all these migrants that get right on the dole. It's like a big magnet when you have a welfare state and you have open borders and you have, you know, all these various people of all these different ethnicities. It just can't work. And so, let's see. Somebody just threw a Molotov cocktail. This was breaking as I was getting the show together. Mr. Producer, get clip six ready. You know, the French deep state and the British deep state, they've absorbed so many of these turds into their countries. It's hard to discern which ones are run by the intelligence agencies and which ones are, you know, run by hostile, let's just say, people with maybe even controlled by hostile powers in France and in Britain. I mean, look at the history of France and Britain over the last, you know, what, 200 years. It's a big one. So let's hit clip six real quick.
Word that at least four people have been injured after a Molotov cocktail was thrown into a restaurant in Paris. This was following a botched robbery, so it is being claimed. They're saying that three of the victims were said to be in serious condition after being badly burned. Now, these are the reports coming from French media. Now, some of the photos posted on social media show firefighters, paramedics, and police at the scene. And they're saying that this restaurant was reportedly gutted by the fire after this petrol bomb exploded and sent flames through a five-story building. At the moment, they're not naming a suspect or anything like that, but I will update with that via Twitter as
right,
I get that info.
Stop it there, Mr. Producer. Now, my producer, as I played this clip, this is very telling because I think this has been actuaried out and plotted out. I played the clip on the Molotov. My producer's like, when do we see the vigilantes? And I said, that's the question. And we're typing this back and forth as the clip's playing. And then he said, soon. You know, that's the real kind of million-dollar question here is, what, you know, this is a rubber band, let's say, or this is a water balloon being turned in a vise, okay? The rubber band's going to have to snap or the water balloon's going to have to pop. But I think with the AI systems, with the massive computing power, unfortunately, I feel an artificiality here with all of this refugee crisis, which we all know is completely top to bottom orchestrated. And that's what's so sick, is these insidious characters. Now, I was listening, you know, I from time to time I listen to like local Christian talk radio, okay? I get bored with some of the alternative talk sometimes. I get bored with, you know, I listen to a bunch of these networks, and sometimes I want to just get into, you know, like one of these people, you know, putting, you know, like the message of, you know, like this was an evangelical kind of radio station I turned on today. And they, you know what, sometimes you'll get something from one of them that you'll never get from, you know, what I usually listen to. And think about this if you're a Christian. And this is kind of like you have to, you know, you have to really check your ego at the door with what I'm about to say. But think about this. Okay, you got all these refugees, and we know the horror stories with the rapes and the plundering and the, you know, all the silliness. But think about this if you really are Christian, you know, kind of want to see Christianity, you know, be spread over the earth versus Islam or Noahide Talmudic Judaism or whatever. Or, you know, any of the other stuff. Think about this, though. All these people coming into the West, there is this chance, and I'm not saying it's feasible or it's going to happen because of cultural programming so strong among various factions of people. But think about this, the chance for them to receive, let's just say, a different spiritual message, what they grew up in the Islamic world or whatever, and the possibility of them spreading that to other people in their sector. And so there was this Christian, you know, show that talked about, hey, this is a chance. And so I'll see you guys on the other side.
another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We're back. Incendiary Radio. We got a couple minutes before the top of the hour. The producer's going to let me go back into the next hour just a little bit to finish up some things and tie up some loose ends. Now, let me get into this. The London Bridge guy, okay? He was into this documentary called The Jihadist Next Door, okay? Very interesting. MI5 had their eye on him. He was in a documentary. You know, Tommy Robinson's this guy, and a lot of people think that he's basically an MI5 kind of Israeli asset. He's really hardcore on the Sharia Islamic invasion thing into Great Britain. But he's been on this thing with Jones and the internment angle and all of this. So he's really, really out there. He's with Rebel Media now, which is Ezra Levant, the Jewish guy with Gavin McGinnis and all these characters from Canada. Now, the Manchester guy that's the, let's just say, patsy or the guy that pulled it, I don't know. His father, okay, was one of these characters that was involved with the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi. And we know that as soon as Gaddafi was overthrown, a Rothschild central bank system was set up in Libya. Okay, now this is the point where all the boats are taking off with all these so-called refugees, which I just called economic migrant invaders, most of them African. So now this is – and in Gaddafi, I played this probably 6 months ago, 9 months ago. His prophecies basically that says, you know what, you sack me, Europe's going to be flooded with Africans. And look what happened. And guess what? They're like, yeah, that's the plan, buddy. That's why we're going to bomb the crap out of your country, kill you, have you sodomized on video and all the rest of it. These people – Hillary Clinton, we saw he died. That's one of the big, you know, that wench. If we would have had her put into the presidency of the United States, that was it. You know, Trump, is he perfect? No, but at the same time, you know, Paul Tepetti was on with Rick Adams yesterday, and I'm on Paul's kind of wavelength with this. It's like, look, Trump, he's got Jared, he's got all the kind of kosher mobsters around him, but he's still doing things that are completely triggering the entire world. Now, is he playing a role here? And I'm telling you what, to be 70 years old, to be willing to take on that role, to take the venom of the entire establishment, the entire academia world, the entire media world, to take that kind of hate and venom. Kathy Griffin's out here with a decapitated, copy of his head. All the violence that's been called for, his assassination by all these people. You're going to tell me a 70-year-old man is going to take that and he's part of it? This is hard for me to swallow. And so, you know, I've been back and forth with Trump, but at the same time, it's like, look, there's nobody right now, as far as anybody that was in that picture up on the Republican stage or the Democrat, that I would rather have up there right now than him. And you watch those Oprah videos from 25, 27 or whatever years ago. That's enough. And, you know, everybody wants to trash him. All these little punks that are in their 20s and 30s, you know, can't even wipe their rear end right. And they want to sit here like they know everything. It's like, you know what, man? Hey, the guy, there's something going on here. And just like the Bible says, God'll move a leader. He'll direct a leader's heart like it's a river. He'll control people like he wants. And it's like, look, Hillary was straight evil. So God gave us a slight reprieve here. Now things have gone chaotic because guess what? The kitchen sink's being thrown at this dude. But very fascinating to watch all this. All right. So, but anyway, this whole thing. Oh, I got to talk about this. Bernie, he's grilling this Christian guy who's the, and I don't have his name in front of me, but this is all over Christian talk radio. This guy who basically he's up for nomination to be the deputy head of the OMB, the Office of Management and Budget. And so all the Family Research Council types and all the rest of them, they're like clowning with this one.